Professor in News, I'm Mary Rose. Israel says that attacks against Iran will increase significantly in the coming week.
Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says his military will be ramping up attacks on Iran in the coming days. We are determined to continue leading the attack against the Iranian terrorist regime, to behead its commanders and thwart its strategic capabilities until all security threats to the state of Israel and U.S. interests in the region are removed. Katz spoke Saturday hours after President Donald Trump said he was considering winding down military operations in the Mideast. Iran is threatening to attack tourist sites worldwide. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump is hinting at winding down the U.S. military campaign against Iran.
Even as the Pentagon sends more troops to the Middle East, the president said the U.S. is nearing the end of its war effort. On social media, he wrote that we are getting very close to meeting our objectives as he and his national security team consider winding down the military campaign against Iran. The president's statement came as more warships and Marines were being deployed to the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says this is the worst flooding Hawaii has had in about 20 years.
This is going to have a very serious consequence for us as a state, though we have support. We are now beginning to contemplate the reality that this storm could cost over $1 billion of damage in both the private and public sector. And that includes things like damage to the airports, a major hospital that's been damaged on Maui.
President Trump says he's ready to deploy immigration and customs enforcement agents to U.S. airports. In a social media post Saturday, the president said the ICE agents would help TSA and would direct them to arrest anyone. This is SRN News. A lot of kids are using AI chatbots.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are warning that hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even in the U.S. because it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies from politics to religion. This is SRN News. Refineries in Corpus Christi, Texas, are racing to find new water sources.
The city faces an escalating water crisis. Officials said a water emergency could start in 2 months. They say the city then has about 6 months before supply fails. Industry leaders warn water limits can slow refining and tighten supplies of gasoline and jet fuel. They say that can raise prices in Texas and beyond. The city has implemented conservation rules, including banning lawn watering, and is seeking new supply options. City officials are also looking at reviving a stalled desalinization plant. John Scott reporting.
CBS News said Friday it will shut down its storied radio news service after nearly 100 years of operation as the world moves on to digital sources and podcasts. When it went on the air in September 1927, the service was the precursor to the entire network. More details at srnnews.com.